verse 3, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. They're not satisfied to do evil just in a minor way with one hand. They're going at it with both hands. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. Crookedness in government, you see. The place where there should be justice, it's nothing but injustice. You ought to expect the prince and the judge to rule justly and righteously. But no, that's not the picture. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. Our literature, the clever writers today, and I look at television very candidly, keep up with what's going on in this world. When I was pastor, I was totally out of touch with what was happening because I didn't have time for it. Now, I take a little time and I'm finding out that the writers, everything that is presented today has a little hook in it. It's that little hook of liberalism. It's that little hook of immorality that's in it. That little hook that's ridiculing the things that we've considered sacred in this country, and it's all done in the name of the sacred cow of the freedom of the press and the freedom of speech. Very little freedom of religion, unless it's weird and way out in left field somewhere, and not that which is Bible-centered and Bible-anchored. We need today a bibliocentric thrust in this nation of ours. Now, will you notice, he goes on to say here, verse 4, the best of them is like a briar. You wouldn't want to pick a briar, would you? Get a sticker in your hand. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. They're clever today. Sure, they're clever and sophisticated, but we have no geniuses writing today. Just clever boys. They write clever plays. They say clever things. They write clever articles, but no genius, nothing of depth, nothing actually that's worthwhile. I actually believe that this contemporary culture that we have, that God will do what he did for Israel in that day, he did it later on for the Greek culture and the Roman, he just wiped it off the face of the earth. Why preserve it? What's being done today that's eternal? That has eternal value. Oh, my friend, what a parallel there is here. How accurate Micah is. And then listen to him here. He says, the day of thy watchman and thy judgment cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. And you remember the Lord Jesus said the thing that would characterize the end of the age would be perplexity of nations. Confusion of nations. The biggest sign that we're near the end of the ages is not found in Israel. I don't know why so many of our Bible teachers today think if they can find something over there, that that's the sign. Israel's not a sign. We're living in the church age today. But it's not that we're looking for a day. We need to look at a weather report. And that weather report is the sea and the waves roaring, and the storm is breaking on the earth today. The nations seething as they are. That is the picture that God's word presents. And he says, trust not in a friend. Put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. Don't even trust your wife. A great many men can't do that either, by the way. What a picture this is. Don't trust a friend. Have you never been betrayed by a friend? What a picture of today. Now, may I say to you that he is telling out the difficulty these people were having, the sin. This lovely statement that was made back in the 6th chapter, to do justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. They just weren't doing it. And they found out they couldn't do it, as we saw. Peter says, we were under the yoke of the law. Our forefathers, they didn't keep it. We can't keep it today. And yet there are a great many people go to church thinking they're saved by their own good works, that they're acceptable to God on what they do. And there is no hypocrisy like that kind of hypocrisy. Those people back yonder under the law might be excused, but you and I today with an open Bible are not excused at all, but we are only saved by the grace of God.